The Lafayette City Council will hold a special called meeting today. On the agenda is discussion of a new golf training facility. Meeting is set for 5 o'clock today at City Hall. Walker County will be the first stop in a new constituent service tour launched by Congressman Clay Fuller's office. Fuller's staff will be at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring this Friday, August 28th, from 9 a.m. until noon, helping residents with federal agencies, casework, and other constituent needs. The County Connections Tour will visit 7 counties on a rotating basis, focusing on communities without a congressional field office. Residents, business leaders, and elected officials are encouraged to stop by or schedule a meeting with Fuller's staff. Walker County Commissioners are set to vote September 3rd on the county's proposed 2027 budget. Following a final work session last week, commissioners are considering two options, both keeping a full rollback of the millage rate. One would provide county employees a 3% cost of living increase using about $900,000 from reserves. The others would provide qualifying employees $1,500 bonuses using about $650,000 from reserves. Commissioners also reduced planning new firefighter positions from 9 to 3. The board will vote on the budget at its September 3rd regular meeting. Lafayette police are asking for the public's help in identifying a vehicle suspected of being involved in a hit and run. The crash happened July 29th at 4:07 p.m. on East Villanow Street and Highway 27 bypass. Police have released photos of the vehicle, which can be viewed at discoverwalker.com. Anyone who recognizes the vehicle or knows the owner is asked to call the Lafayette Police Department, 706-639-1540. Again, it's 706-639-1540. The photos can be viewed again on our website at discoverwalker.com. We've got more news right after this. Rock City is responding to public concerns over its proposed gondola project, releasing a list of 10 claims it calls myths following a week of community meetings. Rock City says the project is limited to adding an aerial passenger system and is not covered for larger development. The company also disputes concerns about increased traffic, environmental damage, and tree removal, saying a traffic study found no significant increase. Environmental reviews are underway, and the gondola would operate above the tree canopy. The project would relocate Rock City's entrance and parking to the base of Lookout Mountain. Details on all of these stories and a whole lot more, you can find it on our website at discoverwalker.com. Head to the App Store and download our Georgia 93.7 WQCH app. You can take us along wherever you go. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.